And it's from one of our listeners. Her name's Fiona, and she says, "Dear George and Paul, I hope you're having a great day. I was wondering what your thoughts are on the withdrawal of the 500 and the 1,000 rupee notes." Gee, we get some...
I've never really thought
about it. We get a diversity of questions, don't we?
Yes.
Yeah. So the 500 and 1,000 rupee notes in India, supposedly they say to cut tax, but according to a friend, it was to cut out fraudulent notes. The lines to get money, if you can, are ridiculously long, and not every Indian has a bank account. Everyone is finding it difficult to get money and swap currency. I have a friend over there at the moment who says it's not a pretty sight and is concerned about the divide between the haves and the have-nots becoming cavernous.
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts? This is a worldly effect, or will this just make the country dangerous?
Yeah.
We noticed in China when we were over there in 2010, I think we were the only people walking around with credit cards. A lot of the Chinese, big bundles of cash.
We were.
And I was standing in a market in Beijing, absolutely astounded at how quick they could count their money.
Yes,
I mean,
they're very good at it.
Even with almost with one hand, big rolls of notes, and they knew exactly what they had. In Europe, only recently, they announced the withdrawal of the 500 euro note, and they, what was that, the cocaine note or something?
Something like that, yes.
They reckon all the drug dealers.
Yep.
But again, withdrawing big denomination notes does make you more reliant on the banking system. And there is a slow but sure drift or move towards cashless society.
Yeah,
and that's not going to be a good thing.
I also think that you touched on something there when you said to eliminate forgery.
Yeah.
Because I think it's rampant.
Oh, it is. And in China.
In China.
In China, there's there's a Russian, the Russian ruble note is very much like one of the Chinese notes. And what they do is they, you know, you pay for something and they give it to you in your change.
Yep.
And then the other one they do in the markets in China too, you pay them with a big note and they simply run away.
Yeah.
Into the crowd.
Gone.
And they're gone.
Don't care.
Yeah.
I paid for something with a note. I had to. That's the only reason I did it. And the change I got was in Croatian, Russian and Chinese notes.
Jeez, yeah.
Not forgeries. No. They were probably real ones. But
getting rid of
anything.
Big notes is a thing, because I went into our local branch of Westpac and asked for, I think it was a couple of thousand, I was doing something and I needed a lot of cash, a couple of thousand dollars in $100 notes. They looked at me and thought, like, how dare you say $100 notes?
Let me ask
they
you
weren't
this
happy
question.
With it.
How long since you've seen a $100 note just in general change?
Well, they said to me, you're going to have to take most of it in 50s, because they didn't have $100
they
notes.
They have hundreds.
Yeah. All right, so I'm not sure about what's going on, but I think there is a big picture story happening underneath all that. Now, are investors prepared for the long bond rate rise? We are hearing experts say what they call the 30-year bull market in bonds may be coming to a close. This, I think, has to do with the return of inflation, rising interest rates. And we talked to Roger Montgomery, the Chief Investment Officer of Montgomery Investment Management, some weeks ago. And he, in passing, talked about the long-term bond rate. I think he said something about the one you've got to watch is the long-term bond rate. And we're wondering, what the hell is that?
Yeah,
and I'm sure a lot of our listeners are too. And Roger is on the line for a chat with us. G'day, Roger.
G'day, how are you guys?
Hello, Roger. Good. We're good, thank you.
Yeah, what did you think about the big denomination notes disappearing?
Oh, well, I'm not surprised. There's been talk about, academics have talked about getting rid of large denomination notes to get rid of the black market, or to reduce the size of the black market for a very long time.
Roger, did I hit something on the head when I said to George, how long since you've seen a $100 note? You just don't seem to see them these days, do you?
Well, I don't. I haven't used cash for... I haven't used cash for maybe 15 years. I have one of those very, very small wallets that only carry credit cards in them.
Well, it's pointless talking to you, because you've drunk the Kool-Aid already.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, the long-term bond rates, and you did talk about this, and there is something going on.
Well, I talked about them going up.
Yeah.
And I said that investors should be very concerned as they start going up, and they will start going up, and that's precisely what's happened.
Okay. Now, bonds are different from shares because the interest rate, the yield and so on. Could you explain that for our listeners who may not follow this very well?
Okay, so let's suppose, very easy. Let's suppose I'm a government and I need to borrow some money. So I issue some Australian Commonwealth Government bonds for 30 years, as they just did, at 3.4%. And they're literally knocked over in the rush by buyers who want to buy these bonds. Now, when you buy a bond, you are lending the borrower your money.
Yeah, so you're giving your money to the government, and they're giving you 3.4% a year for 30 years.
Exactly. Now, so in other words, if it's $1 million worth of bonds that you've bought, they're going to pay you $34,000 a year in interest, come rain, hail or shine. So for the next 30 years, that's what you're going to get. Now, here's the problem. If interest rates in the marketplace start going up, then a future buyer of that bond, someone else who might want to buy the bond from you, will want a higher interest rate because rates have gone up elsewhere. They can get more than 3.4% somewhere else. And so if you want to sell that bond, you no longer want to hold that until maturity, well, you're going to have to sell it for less than $1 million because that $34,000 of interest has to represent a higher interest rate to someone else.
I got you. So you still get your 3.4% interest, but the price you pay for the bond goes down, which means it's not such a good deal.
Well, you don't get 3.4%. You'll get at some other rate.
Yeah.
You'll still get $34,000 in cash.
Yeah.
But it has to represent a higher return to someone else, so the amount you get is less from a future buyer. And so people think bonds are safe, but I've got a sneaking suspicion that one day we'll wake up in the next 5 or 10 years and we'll look back on this period when such people were locking in such low rates for such a long period of time and think that was extraordinary and absurd.
Now, back in the 1980s when we bought our first place, we made one payment on the mortgage and then the interest rates went through the roof to about
18%. 18% in 1984. Yeah.
That was a shocker, wasn't it? So there's nothing to say that we can't have the return of inflation, hyperinflation or stagnation or whatever they called it in the 70s. Mm. And so if you've locked in long-term bonds at 3.4%, interest rates could be up around 12, 13, 14%.
Well, it's actually worse than that, to the extent that rates may or may not go that high again. But even if they don't, if interest rates in the long bonds, so that's what we're talking about, start rising, then what actually happens is that's the rate that investors use to work out the present value of the future cash flows of a business. So when we're valuing a business, we use that rate, and I'll explain how that works in just a second. And also companies, when they're investing and they're looking at a project, they'll use the long bond rate as the risk-free rate to compare with the investment that they're going to make and decide whether or not it's a good investment. So if the rate starts going up, so think about it this way. If I can offer you $10 today, or I can offer you $10 in 10 years' time, which would you rather take?
I'd take it today, thank you.
Mm. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I'd have my hand out.
Yeah.
Exactly. And the reason why, and everyone would, and the reason, there's two reasons why. Number one, I may not give you $10 in 10 years' time. Anything could happen.
Or we could be dead.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
Alternatively, you intuitively know that the $10 in 10 years won't be worth as much as $10 today.
Yeah, history tells you that too, doesn't it?
It won't buy as much. And so how do we work out what that $10 in the future might be worth today? We do a little calculation called a present value calculation, and guess what? We put an interest rate into it to work it out. Now, when the interest rate is high, say 10%, that $10 in 10 years' time is worth only about $3.40 today.
Ooh.
But if I use a low interest rate, like 3%, then it's worth about $7.60. So what you've noticed is that future money is worth more at low interest rates than it is at high interest rates. So the flip side is that if interest rates start going up, every asset in the world is worth less.
Worth less.
A property, business, a farm, a house, an apartment, shares, they're all worth less when interest rates go up. And what we've seen is, since I spoke to you last, interest rates have risen a lot.
I wanted to ask you about that because they've been hammering us that this is the new normal. Interest rates are low, 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 historic lows. But I've had this feeling in my waters, as they say, that there is a turn happening somewhere, and it can go very quickly. And do you think the Trump business will have some influence on that?
Well, it already has. So US 10-year bond rates jumped from 1.8% to 2.15% in the 2 days after Trump was elected. And got to remember that back in January or February this year, the 10-year bond rate in the United States was 1.36%. So we're already up 80 basis points, or almost a whole percent almost up a whole percent since the start of the year. So that's a big change. And the reality, and the rest of the world has followed. So Australian bond rates have gone up as well.
Roger, can you cash them in? Can you sell them at any time? Is there anyone that will buy them?
There's a very big market. The bond market is bigger than the stock market.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it's much, much bigger.
So when will we see this reflected in our interest rates here and home loan mortgage rates and things like that and the share market as well?
Well, you've already noticed that the big risk is that the Reserve Bank of Australia is prevented from actually cutting rates because the long bond rate starts going up. Mm. So it could be a case of the RBA playing catch-up at some point in the future. I think because the rates have gone up, that's prevented them from actually cutting rates if they wanted to. More importantly, though, it's already had an effect on the stock market. We've already had a crash in parts of the stock market. The Small Ordinaries Index, there are many companies that are down now by more than 10%. In fact, lots of companies that are down 45%. REA Group's down a lot. Blackmores is down. Healthscope's down. Car sales. There's so many companies that have fallen. Transurban, Auckland International Airport, Sydney Airports. You know, they were, I think I mentioned to you on the phone when we spoke last, that they were way too expensive. People were calling it the new normal, and they were rushing into these companies, pushing the share prices up really, really high, and believing that interest rates would stay low forever. But calling it the new normal, that's just a fancy way of saying this time is different, and it never, ever
it never
is.
No. It All never right. is. Listen, you should have been a school teacher.
Yeah.
You're very good on that, Roger. Thank you very much for your time. I really appreciate it.
Thank nice you. To talk to you this morning.
Yeah, you
Thank
too,
you.
Mate.
Thanks,
Bye-bye.
Roger.
Bye. Look, I learned a lot then, I got to say.
Did you?
Roger Montgomery, the Chief Investment Officer with Montgomery Investment. And the thing that we learn out of all that is that interest rates can and probably will go up. They never stay down forever. It's 4 to 8.